Well, hello, guys. Hey, you remember this screensaver, don't you? I remember when everybody used these sort of things. And this is a pretty good one. Quite old, though. Now, after watching a video that Doggett put on about a mermaid drowning, then of course she was saved by a male, it kind of got me thinking, why is there no male mermaids? No, that's something else. Let's assume you're at the swimming pool or at the swimming hole by the lake or the river. Then you notice this femme went underwater but never came up. So you go to investigate, and you find her underwater motionless. So you grab hold of her and bring her to the surface, and take her to the shore or on the side of the pool, but she's not breathing. So do you give her mouth-to-mouth resuscitation? Well, of course, most people say yes, of course. But you're a male. She's a femon. If you give her mouth-to-mouth resuscitation and she survives, is she going to charge you with sexual assault afterwards? And of course, people are saying, don't be ridiculous. Of course you wouldn't. He saved her life. Really? I'm not so sure. Femons have been charging males for sexual assault, sexual harassment, inappropriate behaviour, whatever that means, all over the place. Look at that guy that stopped and helped a femon fix her flat tyre. She thanked him by charging him with sexual harassment. And of course, it's male's nature to protect the femon and to rescue her. But because of the way femons are acting, he's having to think twice. And that's a lot of times why males aren't stepping in to rescue a femon. First of all, they've got themselves into the situation. And if he helps her in any way, he could be charged himself. I mean, nowadays, just by grabbing her in the water and pulling her out and putting her on shore could be classed as inappropriate touching. And this is how bad it's got with these modern femons. Even police officers are being accused of fondling when they're searching a femon. As you know, and I said before, every day you see nothing but sexual charges against males. Men, of course, were supposed to believe that femon is the victim, and that males are attacking femons everywhere, when most guys I've talked to just recently want to get the hell away from them. So would you do mouth-to-mouth resuscitation for this femon that's not breathing? I probably would, but I'd think twice before I did, because you've got to know the risks. And of course, let's not forget that any femon that's in trouble or in distress, the closest man in that vicinity, is it's his fault. And if not, he's definitely a suspect. And males are getting awfully tired of taking the blame for femon screw-ups. Anyway, this is a nice screensaver, a nice sort of fish tank, and the good thing is you don't have to clean it. You take it easy, fellas. Let me know what you think. Ciao.